Today at the White House, Seattle architect John Paul Jones will receive the National Humanities Medal from President Barack Obama. The White House says he will be the second Native American to receive the medal. He's being honored for his body of work. KUOW's Joshua McNichols went to meet John Paul Jones near his home on Bainbridge Island.
Jones gained national visibility for his work on the Smithsonian's Museum of the American Indian in Washington, D.C. That's a long way from where he started. As a kid, he was an outsider. His Choctaw ancestors were forced to resettle in Oklahoma, but they weren't exactly welcome there. That fact was made very clear to Jones's dad.
We went into town to get groceries, and then we visited some friends, and I was playing outside, running around with my sisters. The police showed up and said to my dad he had to take his Indian wife and kids and leave. You could come into town and shop, but you couldn't stay there.
Jones has used those memories of exclusion to inform his work, like when he designed a memorial for a local group that had experienced another kind of exclusion, the Japanese Americans who were deported from Bainbridge Island and moved to internment camps during World War II. Jones began the memorial with a wall, a curving wall, representing the lives of Japanese Americans before the war.
They were progressing in their lives. They were moving out of being farmers into owning grocery stores, to becoming professionals. And then one day, bam, Pearl Harbor happened.
At this point, the memorial's nice curving walls are interrupted by stones and plants taken from one of the internment camps in Idaho. The White House praises John Paul Jones for honoring the natural world and indigenous traditions in architecture. It's an affirmation of his values. But right now, he has a more practical concern.
I've got a tux 20 years ago, and the tux doesn't fit anymore. And there's not enough material to let it out, so I had to rent a tux.
He'll be wearing that rented tux at the White House today. For KUOW, I'm Joshua McNichols.